This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, I'll be joined by Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame. But first, let's talk about another competition, Dancing with the Stars. Redfoo from LMFAO was the first to be booted from the show this year. He was eliminated Monday night. Based on the judges' scores from last week, he and partner Emma Slater tied for last place with model Charlotte McKinney with 22 out of 40, but voters kept Charlotte in the competition. Charlotte did, however, find herself in the bottom four along with Suzanne Summers and bachelor Chris Soules. So let's look at the leaderboard at Dancing with the Stars. Chris Soules and Whitney Carson got 21 out of 40. Charlotte and her partner Keo got 26 out of 40. Noah Galloway and Sharna Burgess, 27. Suzanne Summers and Tony Dovolani, 28. Robert Herjavec and Kim Johnson, 28 out of 40. Football player Michael Sam and Peter Murgatroyd, 28 out of 40. And Patti LaBelle and her partner Artem, 28 out of 40, as she celebrated her 70th birthday. Redfoo and Emma Slater got 31 out of 40, but they were eliminated. Willow Shields and Mark Ballas, 32 out of 40. Rumor Willis and her partner Val with 32 out of 40. Riker Lynch and Allison Holker with 32 out of 40. And Nastia Lukin and Derek Huff, 34 out of 40 on Dancing with the Stars this past week. Jay-Z's paternity case could be settled soon. He could be reaching a settlement regarding a son that he secretly fathered 21 years ago. According to the boy's guardian, the case will probably be settled out of court. Jay-Z hasn't submitted a paternity test at this time. The family has plans for a potential settlement that includes legal fees and medical issues for the son. Taco Bell is debuting biscuit tacos, and they're getting rid of their waffle taco. Diners can enjoy egg, sausage, and cheese, deep-fried chicken, and jalapeno sauce on the inside. Taco Bell introduced breakfast last year, and their most popular item has been the AM Crunch Wrap, which is a tortilla stuffed with egg, hash brown, and sausage, bacon, or steak. Starbucks baristas will no longer write "race together" on customers' cups. A Starbucks rep says the campaign to create discussion on diversity and racial inequity will continue without the handwritten messages, which are being phased out. The memo from the company's CEO says the cups were always just the catalyst for a broader conversation, and the company will still hold forum discussions and put more stores in minority communities as part of the Race Together initiative. That initiative has been criticized as opportunistic and inappropriate. A weekly visitor is Kimberly Locke, formerly a finalist on American Idol, and now an artist, a chef, and a coach. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I am terrific.
Michael, Mike.
Yeah, you call me Michael. We're very formal today.
I know. What is that?
Well, you know, I saw on Facebook today, because you have a very active Facebook page, and you got KimberlyLockOfficial.com, the new revised website, which is great. But I saw you post something about a butterfly farm, so I'm glad I caught you in between your next endeavor.
You know what's so funny is I was watching Saturday morning news, and I think it was the Today Show, the one that runs in the morning times on Saturday, and they did this beautiful piece on butterflies. And I learned so much about the monarch butterfly. It migrates from Mexico up, you know, north, and it does like this four generations of butterflies in the summer, and then the fourth generation flies back to Mexico to migrate. I got so fascinated, I started looking up how can I buy my own butterflies.
Well, there's your next title to add to the website.
Oh my gosh, it's such a joke.
Well, you say coach on your website because you were coaching some folks, and you've done it before, through a weight loss program online on Facebook, and you just completed it. I understand the results were quite astounding.
You know, it's so funny when you set out to do something different and something new, you never know how it's going to work out. And, you know, I've been thinking about doing a closed group on Facebook and a private group to, you know, really kind of talk to people and coach them, but I wasn't really sure it would work. Well, you know, I did this group. I did it for 30 days. I coached them daily, only via the Facebook, talking with them, sharing recipes with them, motivating them and supporting them. collectively, this group, and mind you, there were only 20 people in the group, and of the 20, 10 of them were really active. They lost 125 pounds. I couldn't believe it.
That's like a whole person.
That's what somebody wrote. They're like, that's like a kindergartner.
That's a big kindergartner.
That's a big kindergartner, but it's probably more like a third grader.
So, like you say, going into this, you never quite know how it's going to turn out. Are you pleased never with that result? I suppose you are.
I'm very pleased. And, you know, as much as I was coaching that group and sharing information with them, I learned so much from having that group and having them share with me. And it validates the work that I'm doing, because people tend to focus on the wrong things when it comes to losing weight and health. And that's what my goal is, to get people to really focus on what the real issues are, because we're all smart. We all know what to do. We just don't do it. So you kind of, you have to look at why you're not doing it. And that's an emotional component.
We're talking with Kimberly Locke about all her various activities these days. And the group included 20 people, online Facebook friends, in a closed environment, so they were able to be honest with you and you could be honest with them, yes?
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. You know, people, I think people don't do a lot of things in life because they're afraid. So my goal was to create an environment where people feel safe to share their personal stories, basically.
And are you going to do it again?
I am going to do it again. I'm not going to do it. It will not be in the summertime because from that group, I got a ton of clients. So now, you know, I'm really focused on my one-on-ones. But I will definitely do it again. And the next time I do it, it's going to be a little bit different so that, you know, I can have more interaction with the group and really kind of flood them with even more information. So this was kind of a learning curve for me to see what's going to work and what won't work. So I got a lot of information from doing that.
There won't be anything in the summer, so maybe in the fall you'll go back to it?
Yep. There will definitely be something in the fall. I basically have a newsletter that people can sign up for on my Facebook, where I'll make all my announcements, and the people who are on my newsletter, they are typically the first ones to know about all things Kimberly Locke.
Okay, so if we go to Facebook and find Kimberly Locke and follow your page or friend your page,
yep,
or like your page, whatever it is you have,
yep,
to do, then you can sign, yep, up for the newsletter.
Yep, the newsletter is on the Facebook page, and you can sign up for it there.
Okay. And, of course, you also have this new revised website, KimberlyLockOfficial.com. I'm sure you're getting a lot of comments about how easy to use and how beautiful it looks.
You know, I am, and that makes me feel really good. You know, sometimes doing a website is, you know, it's very overwhelming. I don't really, no matter who you are, and it's just an overwhelming, daunting task. And it took me about, you know, 7 or 8 months to really get the website to where I wanted it to be and contain all the things. But that's the one thing, you know, I think you gave me the best compliment, was that it's so easy to navigate and so easy to use. So I'm really, you know, happy with the website. I think it looks great, and I'm getting a lot of positive feedback on that.
Okay. And if you're following along any of the competition shows with American Idol and The Voice, do you get a chance to watch either of them at this time of the year?
You know, I got to watch it in the beginning, and I haven't been keeping up with it so much. But I was online poking around trying to catch myself up to date, and I hear it's a really great show this year.
Yeah, actually, both of them are. Jax, who's the one that I'm kind of behind from New Jersey,
yeah,
on the top 10, at least. And then on The Voice, the young girl from Newburgh, Caitlin Caparelli, she just advanced in her knockout round. So she's doing great. She's got some voice, that kid.
Oh, wow. You know, it's amazing how many great singers are out there. And I love that these shows, you know, give people that opportunity to really shine.
Yeah. And they had Nate Roos from Fun, who's now a solo artist, on there as an assistant coach, if you will. And he was very good. He's almost got like a teacher in him. Same kind of qualities I see in you, where, mm-hmm, you know what you're talking about, so you can give advice in an authoritative way, but in a friendly way.
Right. I think, you know, it's very important, you know, when you're teaching, to have a good approach, because, you know, these kids are getting up on that stage every week, pouring their hearts out and their souls. and they are sometimes easily discouraged, or you could just say one thing that could, you know, really kind of get into their head and they can't let it go. Based upon, you know, people's personalities, everybody takes, they take things differently. So I think it's really good to have good teachers and good coaches, someone who can critique you, but also at the same time be your biggest cheerleader.
Absolutely. Well, it served you well when you were on American Idol, and now you're giving back to some of these younger performers who are coming up through the ranks with your your tutoring program, if you will, your master class. And we always enjoy talking to you, Kimberly, and we'll chat hopefully next week.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a great day.
And with American Idol finalist Kimberly Locke, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.